As the government moves ahead with plans to establish Jamaica as a global logistics hub, work is being carried out on a number of projects that are important to making this a reality. Development of the logistics hub would make Jamaica the fourth node in the global logistics and supply chain, alongside Singapore, Dubai, and Rotterdam. The build-out of the Caymanas Economic Zone in St. Catherine is one of the components of the Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative. Today, we take a closer look at the project, now called the Caymanas Special Economic Zone.
We inherited plans for the Caymanas Economic Zone that lacked the level of concept development and due diligence, befitting a master plan to take Jamaica to the next stage of its industrial and commercial development. In the context of a logistics-centered economy, we want to implement Caymanas as industrial development and not simply as a real estate development.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Minister Hilton explains that the adjustment to the name was made in order to comply with the decision of the World Trade Organization, WTO, to phase out free zones by 2015.
We have elected to transition from free zones to special economic zones in keeping with the direction in which the world is moving.
Given the importance of the project and the decision to establish special economic zones in conformance with WTO and the International Monetary Fund requirements, Minister Hilton says Cabinet has appointed two important teams to guide the process. The first is a policy steering committee to develop the policy framework to govern the development of Caymanas and other designated areas in Jamaica as special economic zones. And the second is an enterprise team to oversee the Caymanas special economic zone development.
The policy steering committee is meeting twice a month and more often if necessary to complete its work in the next 3 to 4 months. The Caymanas enterprise team, which was approved by the Cabinet in January 2014 to guide the implementation of the Caymanas Special Economic Zone, the CSEZ, as a critical component of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative, commenced work in March this year.
The Caymanas Special Economic Zone is expected to attract large-scale investments in specific value-added industries. Minister Hilton adds that it will serve as a model for the development of future special economic zones across the country. This in keeping with the government's agenda for Jamaica's growth and development.
Given the scale of activities we envisage as a result of the Panama Canal expansion, it is of critical importance that we move now to develop the Caymanas Special Economic Zone in order to grow the port's throughput by generating greater volumes of cargo.
The industry minister notes that the special economic zones being facilitated are aimed at creating new and innovative commercial ventures led by large multinational corporations. He says jobs will become available for heavy equipment operators, haulage contractors, engineers, welders, electricians, graphic designers, ship chandlers, lawyers, accountants, and enterprising entrepreneurs, among several other fields.
This government is determined to create the environment that will yield decent paying jobs for our workers in the logistics center.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. The Global Logistics Hub Initiative is aimed at taking advantage of the anticipated increase in maritime activities from the expansion of the Panama Canal, scheduled to be completed in 2015. Jamaica is ideally positioned for this undertaking based on the country's location midway between North and South America and in relatively close proximity to the Panama Canal.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.